Hello, everyone, and welcome to Midnight Ghost Stories. I'm your host, Latasha Molidor, and I will be sharing with you my personal ghost stories and stories I've heard from my family members, friends, and other sources. I hope you enjoy. Tonight on episode 20, we have another collection of true scary stories to share. Have you ever been home alone and heard noises like something shattered or was moved around, but when you go check, nothing is out of place? Or have you seen shadow figures in the hallway or peeking at you through doorways? Well, the stories you're about to hear, this is just what these listeners experienced. Stick around for some eerie, true ghost stories. My partner's niece's three experiences she had in her home where a man died. So as it says, my partner's niece wanted to share some experiences she had. I'll preface this by saying that she is a very logical and smart kid. She's 15 and doesn't lie about these kinds of things. I could tell if she was because she's an awful liar. Anyway, her family moved into an old house in which an elderly man passed. He died in the room her younger brother moved into. They also found a grave in their backyard for a man who passed in the late 1800s. One night, my partner's niece was laying in her bed, back to her open door. A lamp in the hallway was casting a little bit of light into her room. She rolled over, and at one point she thought she saw a black, shadowy figure standing in the room, just past the door where the light vaguely reached. She said in her half-wake, she managed to convince herself that maybe it was just a family member grabbing something and went to sleep. It wasn't until the next morning that she thought about it more clearly and realized how weird it was, and she's convinced it wasn't a dream. The next incident occurred during the daytime. She and her brother were sitting in the living room watching TV when their dog started aggressively barking into her brother's room. The two were terrified to the point that they were too scared to get up and investigate, and the dog kept barking for several minutes. But then it scrambled back a couple of steps and followed something with its gaze that seemed to walk across the hall and into the niece's room. It continued for a couple of minutes, and then the dog just kind of stopped as suddenly as it started. And the third one legitimately makes my skin crawl. Her stepdad is a firm non-believer. One day, he came to them shaken up and told them he had a dream where he saw a black figure standing in his doorway. He recalled telling the thing to go away. A few nights later, he dreamt it again, but this time it stood at the foot of the bed. He just kept telling it to go away and that it didn't belong there. He dreamt of it just one more time, and this time it was standing over him. My partner's niece said he looked really freaked out over it. There were some other weird things, like her brother sleepwalking and staring out his window while sleepwalking. She's talked about these incidents many times and has always been very consistent. She always wanted to know if anyone has experienced anything similar. Is my family haunted? When my mom was in her late teens, early 20s, she had experienced something that she took with her forever. She was getting ready to go to a party. She was in the bathroom with a speaker. She had the dial all the way up when suddenly the speaker turned off. She thought that she had broken her speaker, but when she looked at it, the dial was turned down, so something would have had to move it. She was alone in the house, so nobody else could have done that. She left as fast as she could. My parents are split up, so I go to my dad sometimes on the weekends, and my mom tells me about how she hears scratching at my door. At my old house, we had a finished basement, so my bedroom was in the basement. I had always been afraid of ghosts, and even now I still get the feeling I'm being followed by an inhuman thing. Anyway, I stay up really late, so I went to bed around 12, and I woke up to my door slamming in the middle of the night. It wasn't my brother or my mom. One time it was about 12 on a different night, and I was just watching TikTok when I heard footsteps upstairs. My mom was asleep and my brother wasn't home. I hear things like footsteps a lot, so I didn't really think about it, but then I heard the drawer open and the sound of someone going through kitchen utensils. You know when you look through a drawer with spoons and forks, but you're looking for a knife? That's what it sounded like. My heart stopped. I thought someone had broken into my house. I called my dad and he told me to check. That's a stupid thing to do, but I did it anyway. I went upstairs and there was nobody, nothing. The back door was locked, so was the front door and the windows. I'll never forget about that time. Even now I hear people walk around in my house, but nothing too crazy. A lot more things have happened with the rest of my family, such as aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, everyone. So, is my family haunted? My neighbor's haunted trailer. This story happened to my neighbors. For context, my family lived on an acreage close to 5 minutes west of the small town of Consort in Alberta, Canada. Our neighbors lived in a mobile home on a farm just a few minutes north of us. One night back in 1986, shortly after their oldest child was born, the family was sound asleep. The dad, let's call him Todd, woke up and looked over at the baby's crib where he saw a shadow slowly creeping along the wall towards it. He assumed that it was just his wife until he looked over to see that she was still asleep next to him. He quickly looked back at the shadow, only to watch it disappear into the floor. This wasn't the first time Todd and his wife experienced something paranormal in that trailer. They told us stories of objects moving on their own, lights turning on and off, and most terrifying of all, having their blankets pulled off of them in the middle of the night. They never really knew who or what could have been haunting their mobile home, but it definitely didn't seem very welcoming. Years after the shadow on the wall experience, the family would build a house on that same property. They continue to live in that house to this very day. Whenever my parents visited our neighbors, they would often drag me and my sister along with them. We'd play with our neighbors' kids, often going to the old mobile home. While I never experienced anything in that trailer, my sister did say she heard doors closing by themselves, but thought it was just the wind. I can say, however, that the few times I was inside that building, I felt very uneasy. That mobile home still stands on my neighbor's property to this day and is mainly used for storage. For these last two stories, be sure to check out their YouTube channel, Milltown Productions. It's a reaction channel. They have reactions for the movie Smile, The Haunting of Hill House, The Last of Us, and so much more. There are some really cool videos on their channel, so be sure to subscribe. And here are their paranormal experiences. Keys. I've had many paranormal experiences throughout my life, and even some unexplained experiences that make me question my own reality. If you want to hear more of my experiences, just let me know. I'm an open book. I call this one Keys for a very specific reason. When I was in high school, my longtime friend group would hang out regularly on the weekends. During one specific year, we used one house as our hangout spot. One member of the friend group had just moved into this house, and his mom let us do whatever we wanted. For the sake of his privacy, we can call him Dustin. The other members of the friend group were not there for this occasion, so their names do not matter right now. I had an experience at Dustin's house that has stuck with me to this day. Many experiences, actually, but this one in particular. I was at Dustin's house one night, along with his younger sister and his cousin. We were all sitting in his living room, all sharing space on a giant beanbag he owned. We were all excited because Dustin's mom had decided to stay at a friend's house that night. So, we had the house all to ourselves. It seemed like a normal night until suddenly, we all heard what sounded like a window breaking. It sounded like it was coming from Dustin's little sister's room. Then, it sounded like someone was tearing through the room, throwing things all around and breaking things. Dustin's little sister and cousin began crying and screaming immediately. In a panic, Dustin and I ran into his sister's room, completely unarmed. We busted open her bedroom door, expecting to be greeted with whoever had just broken into the house. However, we were greeted with a room that was completely clean. Nothing was out of place, and the window wasn't broken. We thought that maybe we mistook what room had been broken into. We proceeded to check every room in the house, only to be greeted with the same thing. No windows had been broken, and there was nobody else in the house. We were understandably confused by this. The four of us huddled together on the beanbag once more to console one another. That's when I heard it. The sound that would completely change my perception of the paranormal. Of course, I didn't know at that moment that this sound would have such an impact. It sounded like a set of keys being dropped on a table in his kitchen to our left. I jumped up to investigate, but once again, I found nothing. The rest of the night was uneventful, but we couldn't sleep. The next day, I told my mom about what had happened. She entertained the idea and listened to the story half-heartedly. That is, until I mentioned the set of keys dropping. That made her eyes go wide, which obviously concerned me. She told me that she needed to tell me something. She told me that when she was in high school, some of her friends were a bit unsavory. Not only was she close friends with a practicing witch, but she even dated a Satan worshiper. It may have been a rebellious teen choice, seeing as how she was actually very religious. He eventually asked her to join in on a séance or a ritual of some kind. She sat in the circle with him but refused to say anything. She told me that during the ritual, things began flying around the room and scared her so bad that she ran out and never talked to that guy again. She said that she felt as though something may have followed her, though. She said that she always felt like she was being watched and as if something was always creeping up behind her after that. So, she told her friend, that is a practicing witch, about this event. Her friend told her that a demon may have tried to attach itself to her, and that she needed some sort of protection. Her witch friend told her that she could help attach a protective entity to her. So her witch friend performed a ritual of her own. Obviously, my mom didn't make the best decisions. After the ritual was over, her witch friend told her that the entity was with her and would always be. That he would protect her from any evil spirits that may intend harm. She then told my mom that she would know when this entity was present because he would make himself known. She said that you would know if he was there if you heard the sound of keys jingling and that his name was Keys. When my mom told me that, I felt ice in my veins. I obviously wondered if I had heard Keys there that night at Dustin's. However, if he is attached to my mom, then why would I have heard him? Does he protect her and everything that belongs to her? I would ask if he is even real. It just seems like too scary a coincidence. What could I have heard if it wasn't Keys? Why did we all hear someone or something absolutely tearing Dustin's little sister's room apart, only to suddenly stop, with everything still in its place? They were surrounding us. This is another one of my experiences with the paranormal. It happened in the same location as the last encounter I shared, Dustin's house. This time, we were hanging out in his garage. It was myself, Dustin, and two of our other closest friends, Brandon and Drew. The four of us were all gathered in Dustin's garage, simply hanging out and talking about all manner of high school problems. During the talk, Dustin had made his way to the opposite side of the garage, next to the garage door. The three of us hadn't noticed that this was strategic on Dustin's part. See, there was another light switch in the garage, right next to the garage door. Dustin had hatched a scheme to scare us by suddenly turning the lights out in the middle of our conversation. It was near midnight, and we were already wound up. It was guaranteed to leave us in complete darkness. However, this didn't go his way or our way either. None of us knew what was going to happen that night. So Dustin turned out the lights. It startled us at first, but we quickly realized it was Dustin trying to scare us. We asked multiple times for him to turn the lights back on. He responded with poorly acted confusion. He eventually turned them back on for us. The lights in his garage were very bright. We were blinded for a second and had to let our eyes adjust to the light. That's when we saw it. For some strange reason, when the lights came back on, the three of us on the opposite side from Dustin were all facing the same way. We all faced the wall opposite the garage door. It was painted white, so it made this very noticeable to us. We saw a black handprint that was slightly faded. Just this lone handprint. Now that may seem like it's easily explainable, which it definitely could be. However, what happened next can't be. The three of us mumbled to each other for a second, all asking if we remembered seeing that handprint before the lights went out. We all agreed that we hadn't. Dustin asked what was going on, and we told him we saw a black handprint. He must have thought we were joking because he didn't take us seriously at all. He turned the lights out on us again. This time, we reacted with a little more anger, telling him to turn the lights back on. He tried to joke around with us, but we weren't in a joking mood. He caught the hint and turned the lights back on. When our eyes adjusted to the light again, we saw them. Multiple black handprints, all overlapping each other in a horizontal straight line, leading from one wall to the next. Every wall in the garage now had a line of overlapping black handprints. They were surrounding us. It looked as though something or someone had been running on all fours horizontally around us, circling us. Dustin saw them as well. The feeling of terror and panic set in for all of us. We trampled over one another trying to escape the garage. Drew pushed his hands and his head into my back, ramming me through the door into the house. The three of us spilled onto Dustin's living room floor. We couldn't catch our breath and kept shouting nonsense to each other, trying to make sense of what had just happened. We all had a hard time calming down. We tried to convince ourselves that it didn't even happen, and that we only thought that we had seen the handprints. However, when we mustered the courage to check, we were greeted with the handprints still being there. The garage then became a restricted area for us when we all hung out. The only time we would go back in was to try and do our own investigating. We never cleaned the handprints off. I'm not sure if it was out of fear of upsetting whatever had left them, or if it was a reminder that it did happen. Either way, it is still one of the craziest experiences I have ever had, and it will always stick with me. I haven't shared this story with a lot of people, mainly because I've just never been given the opportunity to bring it up. But me and my sister shared an experience that we will never forget. When I was around 7 and my sister was 9, my family moved into a house that was beside a huge cemetery. I'm talking thousands and thousands of bodies buried there, along with a mausoleum that had probably 100 or so people in it. You couldn't see our house from the road. It was hidden by trees. So our driveway was long, and as you drove up our driveway, you could literally read headstones. It was convenient for my family at the time because my dad worked at the cemetery and was a grave digger. As a young kid, my sister and I weren't scared of this house or the cemetery. We hadn't really ever been exposed to the idea of paranormal things yet. We actually would spend a lot of time walking around the cemetery and the fountain that's there. We would also go visit our dad while he was at work. But my parents were kind of off-put about the whole house once we started living there. I remember them mentioning how there were holes in the corner of the rooms, like the previous owner had cameras in the house. But as kids, we didn't really get why that would be weird. My mom's mom lived with us at the time. We called her Nanny. She's had strokes in the past and was kind of frail. She couldn't walk that well and needed assistance doing certain things. She was just really weak from her strokes. But at this point in time, her mind was still sharp. My nanny's room and my sister's room were connected by a bathroom, so each room had a door to the bathroom. One day, my parents went grocery shopping and left us with my nanny to watch us. It probably wouldn't have been a good idea to do that, but my sister and I were pretty well behaved. We wouldn't do anything bad or give her a hard time. My sister and I were sitting in the middle of her room playing on the floor. All of a sudden, the bathroom door that was closed started shaking violently, like someone was grabbing the doorknob and shaking it as hard as they could. We immediately got up and went to my nanny. She was sitting in her room watching TV. We stayed in her room until my parents came back. I know for certain it wasn't her, because she would have said so. Even then, there's no way she would have been able to shake that door like that. She was just too weak. My sister had other things happen in that house. like figures peeking in at her through the crack in her bedroom door. We also would see a little girl with black hair, most of the time not even inside our house, mostly outside around our house. Those are the only paranormal things that I have ever experienced, but to me, it's significant, especially because I wasn't the only one to witness it. And my nanny was there to verify it wasn't her. I don't know about y'all, but these stories were really creepy to me. Ironically, they all had some things in common: hearing noises when nothing was actually happening and seeing shadow figures. I have to say, the handprints really got me. And these experiences and all of these stories felt like something you would see in a horror movie. I know the feeling of hearing sounds like someone is in the kitchen going through drawers or cabinets all too well. It's really strange how that is so common with people. I've explained before, when I hear noises like that, it's always during an episode of sleep paralysis. Anyway, I hope y'all enjoyed these spooky stories. Don't forget to send in your paranormal experiences to be shared on future episodes. Thank you to everyone who shared your stories, and thank you for listening. That's it for this episode of Midnight Ghost Stories. If you have a story to share, please send an email to midnightghoststoriespodcast@gmail.com. It will be read on the show, or send in a voice recording to be played on an episode. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook at Midnight Ghost Stories and Instagram at Midnight Ghost Stories Podcast, and subscribe and download on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Anchor. Tune in next time for another episode of True Creepy Ghost Stories.